After a three-month wait, a date has been set for the sentencing of Brenton Tarrant, the man responsible for this country's worst act of terrorism. In March, Tarrant made a late guilty plea to 51 charges of murder, 40 of attempted murder and one under the Terrorism Suppression Act. They all relate to the attacks on the Al Noor and Linwood mosques in March last year. Christchurch reporter Conan Young has the details of the sentencing, which will start on August the 24th and take more than 3 days. What details can you tell us, Conan?
So the announcement came in a minute issued by Justice Cameron Mander yesterday. That was embargoed until this morning so the victims and their families could hear the news first. The reason for the three-month wait is the desire by the judge to allow overseas family of victims to attend the sentencing. Now that isn't possible for many of them because of the COVID-19 restrictions in place at the moment. They only allow residents and citizens to come back into the country, and many of these family members are neither of those. And so the judge has been waiting to find out from Immigration New Zealand if a limited exceptions process can be used that would allow people to bypass those rules around having to be a citizen or a resident. However, in those 3 months that we've been waiting, the judge says in his minute that Immigration New Zealand still isn't clear on whether this process can be used. So the judge is having to balance the wishes of family who and victims who do want to have their family members from overseas come here and attend the hearing, and also the wishes, he says, of those who really do just want the sentencing to take place as soon as possible. And he says for these people, they really want to get some closure on all of this and draw a line under the matter.
So how does the August 24th date then achieve the balance?
Well, the judge says that hopefully that will give Immigration New Zealand enough time to clarify there's this limited exceptions process and whether or not that can be used. So 2 months for Immigration New Zealand to work out whether or not that is possible. And the judge has said, look, for those who can't come here in the end, he said that they will look at options to allow them to attend remotely. And so they'll possibly be able to watch the sentencing or even take part in the sentencing through a live stream or video conferencing.
How long's been set down for the sentencing?
So the judge has set down 3 days for the sentencing, which is a very long time for a sentencing, but it really is a reflection of the number of people who have lost their lives here. We're talking 51 people who were murdered and another 40 who were injured. And so we'll have people wanting to give their victim impact statements on behalf of those 51, as well as the 40 people who were injured. The judge has said, well, look, 3 days, but he said as long as necessary to get through all of these. We'll also hear the summary of facts read out in court, and that outlines the offending and what happened on the day. And that should provide the families and victims with a lot of the answers that they've been looking for, just really, you know, what actually happened on that day.
That's our Christchurch reporter, Conan Young.